The first slide we put up, we just wanted to give you, for those of you who are technologically interested, just to let a schematic of what the system looks like. But basically, this slide depicts our data center in Woodlawn, Maryland, connected online to AMVA's data center. I don't believe the physical data center is in Arlington, is it? But AMVA's headquarters are in Arlington. For the purpose of the slide, we connect to AMVA in a high-speed mainframe connection. And then there are various connectivities to the state motor vehicle administrations. But for the purposes of the system we have with AMVA at the time that we implemented the Voting Act system, we had proceeded through an upgraded system, I think that began in 1995, and through various iterations. The system, by the time the HAVA legislation took effect, was effectively modernized to be a very reliable online system, coast to coast, for business hours, for motor vehicle administrations from the East Coast all the way to Hawaii through the business hour window throughout the day. And as Pete mentioned, the AMVA system relies on a transaction fee that the states pay Social Security for each verification transaction. So the next slide simply was meant to give you an understanding that we appended or attached the variety of state boards of education, boards of election systems to the AMVA network. And there's a variety of different relationships in each state as to how that was connected. But essentially, that's done between the motor vehicle administrations and the boards of elections in each location. And there is some variety to those connections, but they result in an online connection for the verification. Just to give you an understanding of where we are implementation-wise, there were 41 states at the end of, this is 2007 data at the close of September of 2007. 41 states have implemented the HAVA system for verification. There were 7 exempt. I believe one of those implemented anyway, even though it was exempt when the legislation took effect. There are some pending, and the single manual process is with American Samoa, in case anyone is interested in that. This is just a chart showing specifically where we are with the states. Primarily, Illinois, Minnesota, and Mississippi are the only ones of the 50 states that are pending right now. And I guess if any of you are interested in pursuing that and you live in those states, now would be the time to begin that, to have it ready for the election cycle in 2008. Now, this is the transaction data we wanted to talk about. Again, fiscal year 2007 data, over 2,300,000 verification transactions received from the number of states that were connected, the total of 40 at that time. The single largest from any one state was the 583,000, and one state had 21. Cost per transaction is less than a penny per transaction. Now, verification results compared to the larger level data. Again, the 2,352,000 total verifications. As Pete mentioned, 55% of them verified initially. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't multiple attempts in some of those, but of the ones where the name, date of birth, last four digits matched, 55% verified. The interesting thing is that SSA has a database of approximately 440 million Social Security numbers. And to think that that many were able to verify exactly is, I think, a pretty good indication of the process being effective. The single match number is slightly less than the total number of verifications. Where, Pete, what's the distinction between the single match alive and the single?
Sometimes it comes back with two numbers. You think two numbers match.
Anyway, multiple matches are where the last four digits, the name, date of birth, and the last four digits match, and you can see the percentage of those, and it drops off pretty significantly. And then you get into multiple match where, in the multiple replies, one of the individuals has a death record indicated in our system. So it's impossible to say whether or not the individual being verified is actually the individual who's registering to vote without having a full 9-digit SSN verification to rely upon. But I think the important thing is that the significant number that verify in our database is well over 50% out of such a large database. One of the things we did in preparation for this presentation was to just take a look at some data on a very high scale, just to see whether there are any anomalies on the face of the data that might be interesting to look at. We withheld the state names specifically so that we wouldn't embarrass anybody who might be from any of the states where some of the data seems inconsistent with what you're thinking might be. But you can see in the top three, when you look at the ratio of drivers, voters, and then verifications, the number of verification requests seems rather large relative to those other two numbers. On the other hand, there are also states where the numbers seem somewhat low compared to the large number of drivers and registered voters in the states. We really can't draw any conclusions from that at Social Security, or really don't need to for purposes of the verification for the Voting Act, but we think it's part of the educational information that might take place as a result of forums like this. And I have provided a handout. I made it available. I think you might have it. It has the individual states and the actual data for fiscal 2007. So if you want to find out which those states are and you happen to be from there, you can see it, and I didn't want to go any further. And it's also going to be made available electronically, the handout, if you'd like to get a copy of it. From this, the message we take, one of my responsibilities at Social Security is I visit the motor vehicle administrations around the country. I have staff that do compliance auditing. To make sure that the systems are running securely and appropriate according to the terms of the agreements that the motor vehicle agencies have with Social Security. And in so doing, we issue reminders to them about things in their use of verified Social Security numbers that are appropriate under the terms of the agreement. And from what we looked at just in terms of the high-level data, it would appear that there are some messages that need to go out to some of the state boards of election about the proper use of verification, where it seems to be excessive, or conversely, where it doesn't appear as enough verifications are really occurring relative to the size of the population. Our primary message to MVAs, though, when we visit, is that they're not permitted to disclose full Social Security numbers for this purpose, even if they possess them in their databases. They get that under a separate authority that we allow them to verify. And we have found some states that in lieu of doing the four-digit verification, when they have a person apply a register to vote, they're going to the motor vehicle agency and just asking for the entire Social Security number. And that's not permissible under the current arrangements. With that, the last slide simply was some information. If you need to contact either Pete or myself, and it's available online as well. And I guess we'll take questions after the next presenters.
Thank you.